This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Eric freaking name. There he is on X and YouTube, streaming live at WI Sports Radio, joining us on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law. I guess my first thing, Eric name, is when he was hurt originally, and then Doc decided to put him back in, were you as puzzled by such thing as others were watching, or no?
Not really. Like, we've seen Giannis check himself into games. I don't know. We've seen him play through stuff. If you watch Giannis, there are no less than 5 times a game where he takes a hard fall, gets his shoulder ripped out of socket, has his legs tangled up, and you think, well, no one could recover from that. And he just pops up and he keeps playing. So, no, I wasn't particularly shocked that Giannis kept playing. Like, if he says he's okay, I don't think you have a whole lot more to do as a coach. Like, it's kind of what Giannis does, right? Like, he plays through stuff. So obviously it's unfortunate the way that it ended up. But no, I wasn't particularly shocked that, you know, Doc said, I asked him and he said he's okay. And I asked him again, he said he's okay. And this is what ended up happening. It's unfortunate, obviously, but no, I wasn't particularly surprised.
See, and this is where I have issue with Matt LaFleur. And apparently I have issue with Doc Rivers, because this is what Matt LaFleur says. Well, I mean, if the player wants to play and doctors say he's okay, I'm going to let him go back out there and play. Well, of course, 99% of the guys want to play, man. They're going to try and play through anything. You got to save them from them sometimes and make sure it doesn't get to that point. And I understand Giannis is the franchise and nobody's going to step to Giannis and tell him, no, sit down, you're not playing. I understand the situation you have yourself in trying to get this dude not to play, because nobody wants to play more than Giannis does. But that's the frustrating part of me. I see it in Green Bay, and now we see it here again with Giannis. That's like Josh Jacobs. You could see on his face grimacing as he's carrying the ball. Every time he carries the ball, he's not coming out. He's staying out there. And then after that, it's like, okay, now I'm in too much pain, so now I can't go. And now you're probably going to miss the Vikings game, and we'll see how long that goes. As a fan, I'm just saying it's frustrating.
Yeah, no, I understand that. I don't think I can really disagree with it. Yeah, it is frustrating. But also, the best player on the planet wants to play. And I think exactly what happens if the best player on the planet comes out in the first quarter because of a quote-unquote groin strain, then all the talking heads on ESPN will be like, well, does he really want it? Does he have that dog in him? Oh, you can't be – if you're supposed to be the franchise, you can't pull yourself – like, we know how all this goes. So, yeah, guys are going to play through stuff because that's what they want to do, and that's what they're going to try to do.
So we're still waiting, right? You haven't – I'm assuming you haven't heard anything. Have you heard anything yet on Giannis as far as how long this may be for?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the Bucks, their updates are always as clear as mud. Anytime there's any sort of injury update, like that's just not something that they've done historically, like to give like very clear timelines. And maybe it'll be different in this scenario. But I also think with Giannis's ability to recover from things, I think it's really hard to put together a timeline, right? Like, I think there's been a lot of times over, you know, the last 10 years covering him where you're like, oh, well, he's for sure going to be out for this game and this game and this game. And then all of a sudden
he plays. Ah,
he's upgraded to questionable. Oh, but he's going to play. And that's just like kind of what he does. So I think that's where it kind of gets into a tough situation. I would say the vibe from the locker room last night, the vibe from Doc Rivers was, it's a situation where they're expecting him to miss a couple games. Like, I don't think it's, you know, like months and months and months, but I do think like in that locker room, it felt like, yeah, probably a couple weeks, and we'll see, right? Like with Giannis, you never truly know. Because in the same way that in game he can say I'll play through it,
right?
Sometimes 2 days later he's just good, and you don't really know. So you know, as far as deadlines go and stuff like that, the Bucks have an off day today. They get back on the practice floor tomorrow. The first injury report that they would have to submit for a game would be tomorrow for Thursday's game. So knowing the Bucks, they will probably take their time on that. That's kind of how it's gone. You know, you think of Torian Prince earlier this year. There's Doc telling us he got imaging one night, and then the next night when we ask about, hey, how did the thing go? He says, oh, well, you know, he hasn't had those tests. So, you know, we're still waiting on him. And then 3 days later, he's out for an indefinite period of time. So that's just kind of what the Bucks do. So I'm not expecting a very clear outline in timeline being laid out for Giannis, but maybe they will surprise us in this situation.
Time with Eric Name, Bucks speed writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at Eric_Name. I had this conversation last week on this show, which is, should we really be getting upset when the Bucks lose without Giannis? And my thought on it is absolutely not, because look, man, if he's not playing in the playoffs, they're losing. So this doesn't matter. Like, the only way to really judge what the hell is going on here is when Giannis is out there. Having said that, if, and this is if, because we don't know for certain yet, but let's say Giannis is out 2 or 3 weeks, right? So that puts, in my opinion, Doc Rivers into an interesting situation here as far as, okay, what do I want to find out for the next 2 or 3 weeks while Giannis is on the floor? Do I want to test certain guys to see if they can carry more of the offensive load than I'm letting them when Giannis is on the floor? Do you work on different things from an offensive standpoint with Giannis, without Giannis on the floor? I mean, defensively, they're stuck. There's not much they can do defensively without Giannis, but I think offensively, I think that's my biggest question. Rollins has played well when Giannis has missed to this point, so maybe you go back to that well again. What are your thoughts as far as how they approach this without Giannis?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are pretty stark, right? Like, if you look at, you know, on Clean the Glass, at 10.6 points per one opposition, he's off the floor, they're getting out 12.8 possessions. That's like a 20-point difference for 100. It's not good. That's like a very good team to a very, very bad team. So I agree with you that I don't think.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
It necessarily matters. Can this team win without Giannis? Well, it wasn't built to win without Giannis. Like, it was built to win with Giannis. So I think that part isn't huge to me. To me, I wonder, you know, last night I had mentioned it to Doc Rivers in the postgame. You know, AJ Green has 4 assists last night. And if there's one thing I've been thinking about with this offense is they are doing a good job getting up threes. Like, let's be clear there. They're doing a great job knocking down threes. Close your ears. Take your headphones off, Sparky. I'm about to say something that you're not going to like.
Why not just save it for a different show then? Why are you going to do it on my show if you're going to make me mad? Go ahead. What?
You play the variance game. You shoot even more threes. You lean into that. You try to get your three-point shooters. Like, the only chance you have to have a good offense is a hot three-point shooting night, because you don't have the creators without Giannis to just get into the paint and try to make those plays happen. Like, Kyle Kuzma cannot be Giannis. That cannot be your blueprint. So you have to find a different blueprint. You have to figure out ways to leverage the things that you actually are good at. And the thing that they are undeniably good at is shooting threes. So to me, that's the way I lean. And how I lean into that is, it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, AJ Green shooting threes, but run more sets for him. Run him off of more screens. Make the defense pay attention to him. If there's one way I know that the Bucks can draw a second defender, it is throwing the ball to AJ Green behind the three-point line. We've seen that the entire season. Yep. Teams pay attention to that guy. So how do you leverage these things? Because I think a Ryan Rollins-led offense is interesting. I think it could be good for his development going forward. I think it could be good for figuring out what this guy can do in the league. But I don't think that's how you're going to win games in this stretch that Giannis is going to miss. So I think if you're talking about winning games, I think it's that way. If you're talking about just development, okay, let's lean into Ryan Rollins. Let's make him the lead guy here, and let's build an offense around him for a little while. And I think one of the things that they're lucky that it occurred when it occurred is that there's not a whole lot of practice days on an NBA schedule. And they have one this week. They have one tomorrow. And that gives you a chance to at least say, okay, guys, this is the blueprint. This is how we're going to do things. And this is our path for however long he's out. And maybe it's three games, maybe it's six games. Who knows? Like, whatever it is, that, like, tomorrow is a pretty important day for the team to get together and figure out how you can, you know, just squeak out a couple wins. You don't have to be a winning team without Giannis, but if you can grab one or two wins, all of a sudden the deficit that you're in whenever he comes back is far less.
What about, Eric, name the idea of trying to figure out how to get more offensively from Miles Turner? Is that something that they would consider do, getting him more shot attempts in a game? And I'm not meaning 15 threes. I mean figuring out different ways for him to score the basketball, maybe closer to the rim.
So I think one of the things worries me about this team is throwing entry passes to the best player on the planet. They struggle with, like, they struggle making post entries to Giannis, right? Like, we've seen that throughout this season, that if he gets a mismatch, I mean, even go Bobby Portis, if Bobby Portis gets a mismatch, just getting the ball to them in the post is a problem. And I don't think Miles Turner's best strength has ever been, Let's get a switch, post him up, and create the offense. Yeah, he's a good passer.
He's not Brooke Lopez in that aspect.
Correct. Right. Correct. So I do think you can lean into Miles Turner more, but I do think the way that you're going to end up leaning into him is as a playmaker. Like, okay, let's have him have a pick and roll. He rolls to the middle, catches around the free throw line. Right. He does love the mid-range jumper. He hasn't been getting a lot of them in Milwaukee. He loves that mid-range jumper. Maybe get some of those, or he can create out of that. I think that's more the way. And, you know, that was something I kind of asked Miles last night, was like, I know that I don't necessarily, if I'm grading your offense, I'm not grading it on whether or not you score points. Like, that's not necessarily what you do, but the team's going to need more points. So do you feel like that's something that you can do? And he was like, you know, the ball finds energy. That's always going to be the case. And that's always like the way that I want to play. But I do think if you're the Bucks and you're talking about the talented, skilled guys on this roster without Giannis, Miles Turner's at the top of the list. So how do you get the ball to have energy and find Miles Turner at the end of a possession? That would be a question I'd be asking as well.
You brought up Kuzma in passing earlier, like, he's not going to be Giannis. Okay, fine. I agree with you. He ain't going to be Giannis. But he's played better than we all thought he was going to be, I think, at the beginning of the year. Now, I don't know, you know, if he can consistently do this for an entire season. I have my doubts. But if you're talking about just talented dudes, he's one of the more talented dudes on this team. And if you're talking about trying to figure out if somebody can carry more of a load than what he has to this point, I mean, he dropped, 26 in the one game. If we're trying to figure that out, Kuzma might be that guy that you try to figure out offensively. Can he do more consistently without Giannis on the floor? Because defensively, he's given you everything he's got.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is another thing that you lean into, right? And I think what we've seen over the last, he has his Bucks high the other night against the Hornets, and then the last two games, it's been a little bit more hit or miss.
Yep.
And I think one of the things that you've seen is just teams are going to ignore him at the three-point line. And how Kyle deals with that is going to be very important, right? Like, you have to make the decision, okay, am I going to shoot when they give me these dare shots, because teams are going to keep giving them those dare shots, or do I get a better shot out of this? And you can go either way, right? Like, I mean, go back to game 7 of the Bucks Celtics series. The Bucks gave Grant Williams dare shots, right? And they had him teetering on the edge, and then all of a sudden Grant Williams made 3 threes in a row, and that game was over. It was a wrap. And it's not exactly the same situation, but as a player, you have to make that decision. You have to say either, I'm going to keep shooting them when you give me them, and then maybe I can make a bunch, or I'm never going to shoot them, and I'm going to get us a different shot. I'm going to work for something better. And whatever you decide, I don't think necessarily matters. You just have to be convicted in that belief. You have to go out there and know that's what I'm doing tonight. Tonight, if you're going to dare me to shoot these threes, they're all going up every possession you leave me open. And eventually, I'm a talented enough player, I'm a skilled enough player that they're going in and I'm going to make you pay. And it's a really tough game to play. But without Giannis, I don't see a ton of options. So
Eric, is that his decision or is that Doc's decision as a coach as far as how he wants Kuzma to play that?
Yeah, I mean, Doc made it pretty clear the other night against the Lakers that he wants Kyle to be a screener. He wants him to be a cutter in those situations. And he just thought that Kyle was too tired against the Lakers. And obviously he thought the whole team was too tired against the Lakers in that second night of the back-to-back, their fifth and 7 days or whatever it was. But they're pretty clear. Like, be a screener, be a cutter. We don't necessarily need you standing in the corner. And I mean, without Giannis, there will be more on-ball creation needed. And Kyle is a guy that has done it in the past, and they'll see if they can do it again this year.
He is Eric Name. Follow him on X at Eric_Name. He'll be all over this Giannis news once it breaks. Bucks beat writer for The Athletic. Eric, as always, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate it. Take care. There he is, Eric Name, joining us on the Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call. That's all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.